This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse wants the public to have more say over fossil fuel development on public lands. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Neguse has introduced the Local Input Act, which would require the Secretary of the Interior to meaningfully involve local, state, and tribal feedback when it comes to proposed oil and gas lease sales on public lands. Neguse, who's the ranking member of the Federal Lands Subcommittee, says it's about ensuring local communities have a seat at the table. Democratic Senator Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico has introduced the measure in the Senate. The bill is not likely to get traction in the Republican-controlled Congress or with the administration, which has prioritized oil and gas lease sales on public lands. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, federal officials are removing some protections for a native Colorado fish. The razorback sucker has been reclassified from endangered to threatened. Taylor McKinnon is with the environmental nonprofit, the Center for Biological Diversity. He says the change is a bad idea.
They're still endangered under the definition. They're still endangered. They're still at risk of going extinct throughout their range, and that's because they can't reproduce in the wild.
The fish is famous on the western slope, where there are ongoing efforts to rebuild its habitat. Grand Junction even named its new baseball team after the fish. Most residents of Rye and St. Isabel were able to return home today after weeks of evacuations due to the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado. The nearly 102,000-acre blaze is 61% contained. Several areas on the southwestern part of the fire are still under mandatory evacuation orders. This is CPR News.